Hi, this is Kyle Bauer from Houston. I get to visit with Courtney Farah. She's the marketing lead for sorghum for Pioneer. And gosh, when you say sorghum, Kansas is the place for sorghum.
Kansas is the heart of our sorghum country. We're very proud with our Pioneer sorghum and what we have to provide to our customers here today. So talk a little bit about sorghum and where we're at. Certainly sorghum is not new, especially to the Kansas area. We've got a lot of exciting things going on in sorghum and really where we're taking our sorghum lineup. It's been a staple product line for us, and we're only going to enhance that with our R&D investments going forward.
So what sort of things do you breed for these days? Herbicide resistance or insect resistance or disease, what do you breed for?
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously it's the yield and it's the agronomics, and they are both equally important to us. So from an agronomic perspective, that's really where our sorghum product lines really come to light. Whether it be insect pressure or herbicides, the standability, the harvestability, those are all equally important to us in terms of what we continue to bring forward in the market. And we don't bring a product forward that we don't feel comfortable with and that it doesn't have those high standards for agronomics. On the yield side as well, we are doing some changes in our breeding program to make sure that we can bring products quicker and faster into the market that really have that yield genetic gain that we've been looking for and we will continue to breed for.
So are there things that will jump that yield in the next few years, or is it a bit of a plodding, if you will, of a little bit at a time?
Yeah, no. So typically it takes quite many years to get a product to market, right? There's a lot of testing that goes on. And so what our breeding program is doing is really condensing that timeline, but yet unlocking a bigger portfolio to choose from our germplasm. And they're doing that through different breeding techniques out in the field to really move those lines quicker so we can pick out the exact ones that we want and that we need going forward. So it's condensing that timeline of bringing better products to the market in a quicker manner.
Will the seed supply be adequate this spring?
Yeah, in sorghum, you just never know, right? The production acres, it's smaller production acres, and any hailstorm can really impact the sorghum product line, no matter what industry you're in, from the growing conditions that we experience here in the South. So far, so good. We don't have any issues right now with our supply position, and we just continue to improve those and make sure we diversify where we grow our sorghum to mitigate that risk, and that's certainly a measure that our production folks take to, that way one hailstorm doesn't wipe the entire field out and then we're really stuck from a commercial need for that selling year.
Well, that's Courtney Farah. She is marketing manager for sorghum products for Pioneer. This is Kyle Bauer reporting from Houston.